Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. We're again with you with another session of points and pointers about the verses of the Holy Quran. First, we'll hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
As promised on the last session, we're going to get a little deeper in the understanding of this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to ask Him for help on His straight path. And briefly, we explain that this straight path is not just the instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, not just the religion itself. We already know what the religion is. If we are Muslims and we've accepted the religion and we are practicing to a certain degree, then we already know what those instructions are. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance in this surah, it's not the same as someone that is wondering about not knowing what the true message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to people is and wants guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is different. And what it means is actually practicing those instructions, which if we want to summarize in one word would be servitude and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the verse said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord and yours as well. Therefore, obey Him, for this is the straight path. Now, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this verse in this beautiful surah, the opening of the Holy Quran, as a request from mankind to Him, and He's asked people to ask Him on a daily basis for this? Why is that? To understand that, there's a few points that we can talk about this issue. At the first level, we'd like to say that, well, on a daily basis, we deal with tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us on a daily basis. On every single moment of our life, we are being tested. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on numerous occasions, that everything, every single thing you do will be present there on the day of judgment, and you will be judged based upon that. Every single moment of our life is a test. It's a divine test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, and He tries us to see how we are, how we will react to the conditions that we are put in. So on a daily basis, we need help, and we need to ask Him for help to be able to act according to what He has asked us for on every occasion. I may have been practicing and obeying Him on the previous examinations that I've had, I'm not done. Until the day I leave this world, I am not done. I still have examinations to come, and I could screw up at any moment. There's many, many, many different instances in history that we see people that were very practicing, and it seemed like they were very obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They changed and they turned, and some of them very drastically as well. There's a very interesting story of a worshipper in the previous nations, in the nation of Prophet Musa, Bani Israel. The story goes that an individual was known as an abid, he was a worshipper. We know that in previous religions, up to and before Islam, there was a concept of leaving society and going into sanctuaries and worshipping. Not working, not doing anything, just spending all your time in worship. In Islam, that has not been advised. That practice is not part of the practices of Islam. For many different reasons why we cannot get into. In any case, this individual, known as a worshipper, was living in the mountains and worshipping, and he was known as a worshipper, and he had reached a level that whatever he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would get. He was known for that amongst people. People would take their ill, people would take their problems to him and tell him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them, to gift them with what they need, to cure their ill. And he would pray, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant that. One day, they brought to him a very beautiful girl that was ill for him to pray for and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her her health back. And they left her with him, and they went back to the village that they came from to let him pray for her and then come back and pick her up. So after they left, when the abid, the worshipper, wanted to pray for her, he peeked at her and saw the pretty face that she had. And at that point, he lost his control. He committed a sin, and he knew if he prayed and if the girl got down to his people and would have told them, that would have turned out very bad. As we know, the punishment for fornication and adultery in religions is very harsh. So what he did in order to patch up his job and so people would not know what he has done, he tricked himself into thinking if he kills the girl, then the news will not get out. So what he did was he killed her and he buried her. And when the family came and asked what happened to the girl, he said, well, I prayed, but my prayers were not answered, and so I buried her. That sounded odd because every other person that came up to him and asked for help, when he prayed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his request. So this did not sound right. What they did was they dug her up and they saw that she was actually killed. So that meant that he was going to have the death penalty. They took him down to the village, and the judge ordered that he needs to be sentenced to death. When he wanted to go and be executed, Shaitan, Iblis, came to him and said, for all these years you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where is he to help you now? Prostrate to me, and I will help you. So at the end of his life, he prostrated to Iblis, and he was executed. Someone that had worshipped all those years ended his life like that. So it's not fine for us to just think that, oh, I've worshipped all these years and I'm fine and I will be on the path. No, every moment in our lives we are tested and we could turn at any point. We need that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, Iblis, will be able to get over us. As the verse that I recited the other session says, when Shaitan, when Iblis disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prostrating to Adam, and he asked for time to be in this world and to misguide people, He says himself that I will misguide except إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except for your servants that are purified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, this is my straight path. This servitude, obedience to Allah is my straight path. And then he says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Those who obey me, you don't have any power over them, except for those who follow you. So, at every moment in our lives, we should practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and we should ask Him to help us so we don't fail to practice what He has told us to do. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on a daily basis, on every moment in our life, so that we do not fall short in obeying Him and fall in the hands of shaitan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم. لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم. لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم. لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم. لبيك 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 يا لبيك 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 يا الله. لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم. لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب.